Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Panelists, this week, this is all for all of you. This week, British scientists recreated what a 3,000-year-old Egyptian mummy's voice would have sounded like when he was alive. Now, before we play it for you, we're going to ask each of you to replicate the voice of a mummy. Whoever gets closest to the real thing gets a point. We'll start with Maz, your best mummy.
Okay. It's so good to be here in this pyramid.
Very good.
That's bad. Yeah, no.
Faith.
Almighty Isis.
All right.
What?
And Josh.
I got a thing on my nose because somebody scratched that for me. I can't lift my hands.
All right, very good. Very good. And now, here is the actual sound as recreated of an Egyptian mummy in life. Wait a minute. I know. It was a little hard to take in all at once. Let's hear it again. That's it.
What?
So who do you think? Who do you think, Bill? Got it closest.
I'm going to go with Maz.
Yeah, I think Maz. Hey, yeah, thanks. Maz was it. Scientists at the University of London created a 3D printed version of a mummified Egyptian priest's mouth and throat. They combined it with an electronic larynx to reconstruct the sound of his voice as it must have heard. Or they just bought a kazoo. It does kind of change the image of mummies. Imagine you're an archaeologist in the 20s and you break into a cursed tomb and the mummy rises up from his sarcophagus and goes, "Ah."
What was Brendan Fraser so scared of?
I don't know.
What are your thoughts on the Pharaoh?
Who knew they were Jewish?